Suge Knight killed Tupac. I can't prove anything I'm saying, but here are my theories, my thoughts. The reason why Suge Knight did not have any fucking bullet wounds is because he used a bulletproof vest and held Pac in place to take those bullets. People said it looked like Tupac was shielding Suge Knight. I don't think that was the case at all. Alfeanor Shakur had her self-interest in taking Pac's money and taking his life. Mopreme said, somebody who's brain dead would not be shaking a bed. They would not be mobile at all. That is just strange to me. How does that happen? Alfeanor did put a stop to Suge's greed when it came to Pac's masters. She had that shit shut down real fast. Alfeanor took her son off life support. Tupac was also getting in the middle of the Bloods and the Crips and their money, and Orlando Bloom was not the shooter. The officer stated when he saw Pac sitting in the car, I mean, how was a man sitting in the fucking front seat, not saying anything, bloody as shit, and this officer is yelling fucking obscenities at him, put your hands up, not seeing that he is fucking hurt. Now, what I don't understand, if Pac got up, you know, for Suge Knight, why wasn't Pac's body in the back seat? How is it that Pac's body was sitting in the front seat, perfect and upright? When the officer opened the door, Pac slumped out and hit the ground, and nearly at that point, unconscious. I don't believe Puffy had anything to do with the second shooting of Pac, although I do believe Puffy had something to do with the shooting of Pac in the first incident.